Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano calls for a sunny and warm day today. Some clouds and maybe a pop-up thunderstorm possible, a high around 80. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. A co-ed sleepaway camp in Copec, New York, is reporting 31 campers between the ages of 7 and 11 have tested positive for COVID-19. In a story we first reported yesterday in Copec, 31 campers between 7 and 11 tested positive for COVID-19, but none of the vaccinated 12 and up campers did. Camp Pontiac, located in Copec, sent a letter to parents that first positive test result was received July 16th. The virus then spread further. The initial outbreak was on the girls' side, but the latest New England cases were on the boys' side, according to JAPMAB, Columbia County Department of Health director. The bulk of cases came as a result of testing that was done with symptomatic campers this past weekend, according to MAB. All but a few of the positive cases were sent home from the camp along with 88 contacts. The few that weren't sent home live too far away to go home easily. In Sharon, there's some road work going on today. The low road drainage pipe that crosses Grandview Lane will be replaced today. Expect delays and detours. They'll update you on the Facebook page in Sharon when they're done with that work. A woman says an ex-state police captain in New York abused her as a Rhinebeck teen. Henry DeVries, when he was a state trooper, would handcuff her or his children to the staircase as a joke or turn the sirens on in his police car to scare someone, she said. Wishel described herself as a nerdy teenager who attended Rhinebeck High School 2 decades ago. Her family didn't have a lot of money, so she wasn't used to having someone spend money on her. She would babysit for the DeVries family, and she said Henry DeVries would buy her ice cream or take her out to eat. She also said Henry DeVries also had his gun with him when he sexually abused her. Wishel, 36, filed a complaint against Henry and Christine DeVries in Dutchess County Supreme Court on July 14th, accusing him of abusing her as a teenager from 1999 to 2003 and his now ex-wife of knowing about the abuse, according to the complaint. Henry DeVries has denied the allegations through his lawyer. A family member of Christian DeVries said she won't be commenting. She also filed a claim against New York State and the State Court of Claims, stating the alleged sexual abuse, sometimes forced, took place while he was working as a state trooper and in a police vehicle, that the abuse was open and obvious, so the state should have known it was going on, and that the state failed to investigate and remedy the problem. A Great Barrington man has been accused of insurance fraud. Police arrested an East Street man on Wednesday night for allegedly setting fire to his building to reap insurance payoffs for a property that had been cited for a slew of health violations over the years. Henry Santo, 85, was released on bail and will be arraigned on Monday in Southern Berkshire District Court for arson and related charges that include insurance fraud. The building at 232 Stockbridge Road used to house the shop Wonderful Things and has 4 apartments upstairs that have been under connection or from the health department due to unsafe living conditions. Firefighters had arrived at the multi-level apartment building just before 8 p.m. and found several fires burning on 3 of the floors, spreading quickly into the walls and voids throughout the house. After crews knocked it down, they worked for several hours checking for hot spots. Fire and police officials warned that arson can damage more than just the property that's involved. While the building was vacant, the act of setting a fire to any structure poses a safety hazard to civilian and firefighters alike, according to Great Barrington Police Chief Paul Storty in a statement. And the state fire marshal, Peter Ostrowski, said that fire doesn't do what it's told. It can burn faster and spread further than expected, claiming lives and property without warning. He urges the reporting of arson fires to investigators to contact the Arson Watch Reward Program at 800-682-9229. Berkshire Community College might sell its Great Barrington satellite. College officials say the school is still committed to South County, though. It was an email that set off rumors through the town that Berkshire Community College South County Center satellite on Main Street was going to be gone, having first been shuttered by COVID-19. The rumors are only partly true, according to BCC officials, who said the college, which owns the building at 343 Main Street, has been approached by someone who wants to buy it. Even so, the satellite campus might lease the space from the new owner, and regardless, they're committed to continuing its presence in South County. According to Christina Wynn, their interim dean of business and outreach, she noted that the college is considering the sale, saying that right now the college has no plans to leave Great Barrington, and that it is planning a slow rollout in the fall of post-coronavirus pandemic full reopening of its campus on West Street in Pittsfield, and fully closed satellites. Students, she said, have grown accustomed to remote learning, so it isn't an issue, and it is convenient given the renovation project at West Street is due to completion in 2022. As we said yesterday, North Canaan will get a second chance this weekend to celebrate community and history during railroad days. The extended run for the carnival and new date for the parade and fireworks. The inclement weather peaked with a thunderstorm on Saturday, and so the parade and fireworks were postponed. Well, they'll now be held this Saturday. The parade, featuring firefighters from three states as well as many community members, will start at 6 p.m. The group will step off on P Street, continue along Railroad Street, take a left onto Route 44 at the traffic light, then past the Doughboy Monument at Lawrence Field, ending up at the firehouse. Any groups that want to sign up to march can contact Mary Beth at 860-601-3130 or by email canaanfireco.1911@sbcglobal.net. The lineup will begin at 5 p.m. The fireworks usually begin around 9:15. Carnival rides provided by R.W. Comerford and Sons from Goshen will be offered for an additional weekend. The decision to remain was partly based on the spongy wetness of the ground at Lawrence Field and concerns that trying to move the large carnival machines would damage the field. They'll be open tonight and tomorrow from 6 to 10 p.m. Now, Poetry is Music at Collins Diner will also be held on Saturday from 6 to 11 p.m. Details are constantly being updated. For more information, you can go to the Canaan Railroad Days Facebook page. Wanda Houston and the HBH Trio will offer an outdoor concert tonight at 7 p.m. at Noble Horizons. She'll be joined by percussionist Jay Bradley and keyboardist Scott Heth. Guests can bring their own chairs and blankets. Grounds will be open at 6:30, rain or shine. Now, only vaccinated guests may attend indoors per the Department of Public Health. In addition, guests must be screened with a temperature check if the event is indoors. In Cornwall, the Rock Band Camp has a public performance by the teachers and students participating in Replay Music Studio Rock Band Camp. It'll be held at 2 p.m. in West Cornwall. For an exact location, check with the Cornwall, Connecticut website. The Fridays on the Green summer events continue in Norfolk. Christmas in July fun events for food presented by Norfolk NET. Tickets are on sale for Gardens of Sheffield, a weekend event presented by the Sheffield Historical Society, July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. The weekend includes a gala party with live music by Mary Ann Palermo and the First Take Band, a talk on how to extend the growing season by Ron Krajowski, and a tour of 8 Sheffield Gardens. More information and tickets at sheffieldhistory.org. Bookmarks, art celebrating friendships with books. A reception is Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, huntlibrary.org. And in the Key of C, a concert for Claremont featuring Ian Flanagan is July 24th. Claremont's Arrow Lawn, 1 Claremont Avenue in Germantown. General admission tickets to see the concert are on sale, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialeinsurance.com.